wanted to ask you about, first off, I wanted to start about The American.
Yeah.
Did you like The American and you went in it? Because I remember during the press conference, you said you went ballistic.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest wins in my career. So, you know, I absolutely loved it. And I'm a huge football fan. So, at first, like, before I got there, I was like, man, I get to run in Cowboy Stadium. And 3 days later, I get to run in Texans Stadium. And I'm huge, huge football fan. So I already thought that that was just as cool as it could get. And then to win it and change my life right there and have the biggest win of my career, that was icing on the cake for me. I still replay that win quite often.
Yes, ma'am. I remember standing by you when you realized that you won, and you just jumped up and down.
Yep.
That was so cool. How's your rodeo season been this year, the actual PRCA rodeo season?
Really good. I had a really good winter. So after Calgary, I haven't been to a rodeo since. I actually came home and turned Smash out, but I'm going back. I'm going to start back next Wednesday at Abilene. I'm going to finish at all the Texas rodeos and a few out of the state, but so I haven't, it'll be like right at 2 months since he's actually ran.
Dang.
But he deserved that.
Yes, ma'am,
he deserved
he did.
That break, so.
Yes, he did. I remember at the Jackson Pro Rodeo talking to you, and you were like, I'm not sure if I'll make it, because it was, and we're here now, and you've made it.
Yep, we're here.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
So I just decided, you know, he's the only one I have, and there just wasn't any sense to me to keep running and running. When I went over the 100,000 mark at Calgary, I just came home and gave him a good, nice, long break. And my colts are kind of so behind and stuff that I just been riding them and stuff, getting them going.
Yes, ma'am. How was Calgary? Did you like Calgary?
Actually, I loved it. I would have liked the outcome to maybe be just a little better, but you know what? Just that opportunity to get to go and run with that set of girls is amazing. It was a really good rodeo. They treat you like, you know, you are the best in the world up there. We did a whole bunch of things, went to BAMP during the off days and things like that. It was really cool.
Yes, ma'am. Compare this rodeo season to last year. Is there any differences?
I have a really good question. Just to get this chance again, when I left Vegas last year, I just said, I just want one more chance to get another chance to run at the Thomas and Mack. And here I had a really good winter, and I'm getting that chance again with not even going, half the summer. Last year was a year that I didn't know was going to happen. I, you know, come off from, he had been on an injury, and I'd come back riding him, and so I wasn't sure, you know, what was going to happen, and he blew the doors away. This year, I got to get into all those winter rodeos, and he still excelled again. So, both of these years, actually, have just been, I guess I should say I'm just so blessed for
yes,
them.
Ma'am.
But, I don't know, between the two of them, they're both right there, you know, this year winning the American and making the NFR,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
A really good year.
Last year you won Rookie of the Year, didn't you?
I did.
That was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that was what I wanted, and that's what I accomplished, and on the same year I made the NFR, so that was just really icing on the cake.
Yes, ma'am. With this being your second time going, do you have, like, any expectations or any hopes?
I don't want to have any expectations to set myself up for failure. I know what it's like now, and so I can better prepare myself, and that's what I've actually been doing the past 6 weeks that I've been home, is just getting prepared for Vegas. Still, really, at the end of the day, when we leave Vegas, no matter the outcome of whether it was a worse NFR than last year, or is a, you know, obviously a better one would be good, but even if it's not better than last year, it doesn't matter. I got another chance to go down there and, you know, run at the biggest, what we call the Super Bowl.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, I'm just blessed to be able to do that.
Yes, ma'am. When you're, like, driving to a rodeo, or, like, when you get there, what do you do to prepare for your run? Like, do you do anything?
Yeah, you know, the littler ones that I used to get really nervous at last year, I seem to not really get nervous at this year. That was a little bit different, but those bigger rodeos, I have a tendency to get nervous, and I self-doubt myself really, really bad, or a lot, or whatever you want to call it. But I've just started reading a whole bunch of mental books and trying to get better at, you know, stop self-doubting myself and things like that. So when I get there, I kind of zone in my own and quit worrying about what's around me and just worry about me and my horse. So I'm really trying to work on that.
Yes, ma'am. What is Smash's feeding program? Do you have, like, a certain thing that you feed him every day?
Yeah, he's on Purina Ultium, and I give him Outlast and Super Sport, and that's both by Purina as well. Obviously, when he's on vacation, like he's been, I don't feed him quite as much because he has a tendency to want to get really healthy. That feed has seemed to be really good for him. It's a higher fat feed, and so that has seemed to work really well for him.
Yes, ma'am. What was your favorite rodeo this year, or do you have one?
This year it's going to have to be Calgary.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, Calgary is cool. When you're not rodeoing, like, what is your favorite thing to do?
I picked up a new hobby of biking. I did it a little bit throughout the years, but now I've actually been doing it a lot, like road biking. But I am a sports freak, so I love to go to the baseball games and football games and things like that. So in my spare time, I try to do those kinds of things, or even if it's just playing sand volleyball or something. I'm really athletic, so I like to do a lot of those, anything that's kind of involved with sports.
Yes, ma'am. What was your favorite thing about the NFR last year? Or do you have multiple things?
Competing every night for 26,000 for sure. I don't know. I like the after parties at the Mirage. Those are really good because you got to, you know, chat with people when you don't really have time to, when you're, you just got to, you know, sign and get to the next person and things like that. You got to meet up with those people after the rodeo and visit with them and things like that. So that was really cool, too.
Yes, ma'am. If you could give someone advice that's trying to make the NFR for the first time, or just rodeoing in general, what would you do? What would you give them?
Just rodeoing in general, there's plenty of bumps in the road, and it goes up and down. When it's up, it's great. But when it's bad, you got to keep remembering that it's still you're blessed to be able to do this, and it's still a really good thing, and just keep going forward, and you're gonna accomplish what you want, even if you hit the bumps and things like that. So when you get down, don't turn to the negative, just stay positive.
Yes, ma'am. While rodeo, and what has been your most favorite accomplishment?
Just making the NFR for sure. You know, like I said, I had set a goal to win Rookie of the Year, so when I did that, I thought that was a huge accomplishment, and then to make the NFR. You know, when I went into the American this year, I didn't know if I was going to win it, but no matter the outcome, I was just pumped to be there, and then to win it on the way home, you just think about where you've come in life, and it's all from sweat, tears, and blood for sure, but that's all I know, so.
Yes, ma'am. What is, do you have any pet peeves or superstitions?
Oh, I'm super superstitious. You don't put your hat on the bed. And if I did good that day, or if I won the rodeo, and it doesn't matter what pair of socks I have on or whatever, I'll take those off and I'll leave them in my boots, make sure I wear those for the next rodeo. Or if that shirt did really good, I'll wear that shirt again. That shirt that I won the American on, I didn't get to wear it at rodeos because it had cinch down the sleeve, but now that you get to wear cinch at the rodeos, you're probably going to be seeing that shirt a lot more here pretty quick. But I am super superstitious when it comes to anything, really.
Yes, ma'am. What do you do, like, when you're driving? What kind of music are you listening to?
If it's late at night, I'll probably jam to some old school rap or something just to keep me awake. During the day, I actually kind of listen to older country. Depends on if I'm tired or not. But here lately, I've been listening to Audible books. When I'm riding and stuff, podcasts, things like that, I've been I've been actually really tuning into instead of listening to music while I'm riding. So I'm kind of hooked on that right now. I've got a couple of books lined up for when I go back to rodeo next week.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot more.
What are you going to do when the season ends, like, to prepare for the NFR?
Actually, in the month of October, the rodeos for the new season are all around my house within an hour. So, you know, when they're that close, you have to go to them because it beats driving 30 hours to a rodeo. So I go to those. And then the All-American Finals is in October and the WPRA Finals. And then in November, the 1st of November, I'm going to go to the World Show. And then after that, it's just getting ready to go to Vegas.
Yes, ma'am. Haven't you won the BBR before?
I won a round, I won third overall.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
That
I remember.
And, man, I couldn't even tell you what year. The BBR, I think 15, maybe 16. And I won the AQHA World, the Amateurs and the Open in 15, the same
that's
week.
That's the one that I was talking about, AQHA, yeah. Was the BBR. Well, thank you for letting me interview.
Yeah, anytime.